This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams. Not long ago, natural gas was being hailed as the clean bridge fuel. That's because it pollutes less than alternatives like oil and coal. For some purposes, it still is, like when it replaces diesel fuel in buses. But in our homes, some now believe natural gas should be phased out in favor of electric appliances. From the nonprofit journalism group iNews Source, Ingrid Lobet reports.
Don't worry, all you serious cooks. No one is talking about taking your gas stove. But Rachel Golden of the Sierra Club hopes the all-electric home, popular back in the 1950s, makes a comeback.
We're going to need to stop using gas appliances like gas water heaters and gas space heaters and start using much more energy-efficient electric appliances that are powered by a clean grid.
Turns out some already are. The latest government data show one out of every four homes in the U.S. is already all electric. The trend is strongest in the South. Golden points out electricity is increasingly made with clean solar and wind.
Right now, people understand the benefits of having an electric vehicle, and soon I think they'll also understand the benefits of having all electric homes.
It's not just the carbon dioxide from burning natural gas that's a concern. Dan Thompson, a contractor who specializes in air quality, explains there can be other pollutants, too.
We didn't think it out really well that we put a lot of combustion appliances inside the living space, ovens, dryers, water heaters, sometimes furnaces, that can put bad stuff into the air, and we're not monitoring it.
But Gabe Harris, principal gas analyst with Wood Mackenzie in Lexington, Mass., says a switch to electricity for heat or the hot water may cost you.
I applaud the growth of wind and solar, but the truth is it's still more expensive than gas in most of the uses that we use it for right now.
He agrees electricity is getting cleaner, but he says putting up wind turbines and solar farms takes fossil fuel too.
Wind for a given amount of generation, you need a lot of concrete. A big percentage of the cost of concrete is energy, and that's almost always a fossil fuel type of energy.
Still, studies show wind and solar farms tend to make up for that fossil fuel use not too long after they start operating. I'm Ingrid Lobet for Marketplace.